The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7 FM. Follow us online at mscsports.net. Stay tuned for the Giant Communications pregame show. Our coverage of local high school football is made possible by our sports boosters, featuring our title sponsor, Peru State College.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home-managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home-managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at msCnews.net.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking, but we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
And with that, we welcome you to Don Cash Field here in Troy, Kansas, where we're getting set for high school football this evening on Care Radio as Marhill Mount Academy on the road being hosted by the Troy High School Trojans. Hello again, everybody. With Joseph, he's our producer and our engineer and making it all happen in the Care Radio Sports Studio. Gus Counts to my left. Izzy running herd over both of us. Tom Counts with you here. Good to have you along this evening. A spectacular night here in Northeast Kansas for high school football Friday night. 61 degrees. The wind is saying 10 miles an hour. The flags are just barely wafting. High pressure, 30.02. That's giving you those beautiful clear skies. And we'll just top it all up with this homecoming here at Troy tonight. How does it get much better than that? So with that all said, we're going to have high school football this evening, and Marhill Mount Academy will as elected to receive, and they'll be, And the kick away, it is going to be picked up at a 15-yard line, and here come the Ravens covering up and going down to the 20 for MHMA, the return by Jackson Weiss, a freshman for the Ravens. It'll be first and 10, Marhill Mount Academy. Gus, usually you look out at the games at this time of the year and you say, well, it's a conference game or it's a district game. Oddly enough, this game here tonight is neither of those.
Yeah, it's a throwaway game, right? Go out and have fun.
Yeah, and the Ravens are hoping to do that as they come up over the football and quarterback for MHMA. Mark Harris will bring them up, hands off middle of the line, and penalty markers high in the air at the snap of the football.
Yeah, you got to think of a little formational problem right there. Kemper Clary was quickly in the backfield to stop that thing.
The Ravens have the white uniform tonight, white jerseys and white pants, black and gold helmets, numerals, and trim. And the officials are asking the sideline to step back.
Yeah, we got a sideline warning against Troy to start the game.
There's going to be a loss of about 5 there on second down and 15. Ravens at their own 15-yard line. Quarterback hands off. They'll sweep to the right side. Can't get to the edge, and it's going to be no gain on that play.
That time, Kemper Clary again in the backfield. We're two plays in. Kemper Clary has two tackles, and MHMA moving backwards on this first possession of the game.
Troy coming into the ball game, Gus. I mean, they're very good. They are 3-1 on the season. MHMA coming in at 2-2 here tonight.
Third down and long.
Probably about 17, 18 yards to go for the Ravens. They're going to spread it out sideline to sideline. Three receivers to the left side, the wide side for quarterback Mark Harris. Single man to the backfield with him is going to be Peltzer. Harris will take his time, takes a snap, rolling left, being pursued, running out of the backfield, throws on the run. It's going to be incomplete up around the 20-yard line. And the Ravens will go three and out on their initial possession. Is how about Abe Houghton, big 6 foot, 242 pounds, senior defensive lineman, putting some pressure on in the backfield. So the Ravens are going to be punting the football away, and Harris, the quarterback, is also the guy who will be kicking the ball. And you've got Bowden Bennett and Logan Blevins. Here's a boot high in the end, not terribly deep. It's spinning, and it's going to bounce at the 35 and kick out of bounds into the Moorhill sideline there. So for Troy, a short field to begin things here this evening.
And for Moorhill Mount Academy, not the start you wanted. You got pushed backwards in your first possession. Your punt would have picked you up a first down by only about 5 yards. So, again, right now you're just trying to get some movement. And for Troy, they've got a high-powered offense. And look out there wide to the right side in that trips formation. They've got Jarrett Norris at 6'4". I'm telling you, I just throw it up and let the kid go up and try to catch it all game at that size.
Jarrett way wide. You got Bowden Bennett and Seth Judd also wide to the right side. Austin Grable is wide to the left. Reagan Hartman, your quarterback, and Preston Christensen, the single running back with him. QB's back, throws it over to the running back. Christensen will get to the edge of the 30, down to the 20, to the 10, to the end zone, touchdown, Troy. First offensive play of the game for the Trojans, and they will take it into the end zone from just about 30 yards out. And as quickly as that, Troy is on the board here tonight.
Well, that was just a quick little swing pass out of the backfield. Took the running back, pushed him into the flat. They used the big size they have at wide receiver to be able to block. They had a kick out and a block down, and it opened up just a heck of an avenue to the end zone.
Reagan Hartman will also be your kicker. It is placed. It is up. It is good. And Joseph, as quickly as that, we're taking a timeout. Two possessions into the game. 10:46 to go in the opening quarter. It's Troy 7, MHMA scoreless.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome back as Detroit kick away. It'll be taken by the Ravens at the 20. Up the left side at the 25. Hit at the 30 and spun out of bounds and thrown out of play along the near side. Returned by Jackson Weiss once again. And the Ravens are going to begin in pretty familiar field position. First and 10 around their own 25-yard line. And that's the crowd. We're less than 2 minutes into the game. Not even a minute and a half in. The crowd is still coming into the stadium. And Troy has leaped out to this early lead.
Yeah, by the time they get here, they're going to see Moorhill Mount Academy run their fourth play of the day, and Troy still has only run one play and got 7 points on the board. So it's been a lot of action in the early going.
Thank you. First and 10. Harris is back, looking over the middle, throws into traffic, and it's going to go incomplete. He was looking for Luke Siebert, but, man, Luke wasn't just double-covered because he was triple-covered very, very close to those linebackers.
Yeah, the problem was you had the linebackers dropping back in Reagan Hartman. You had the free safety and strong safety kind of converging in Arrington and Grable, and that was just a recipe for disaster. Mark Harris, lucky that thing fell incomplete.
Quickly running up a fourth lineman on the defensive side. Moorhill Mount Academy back to throw again. Running for his life now. Harris, the ball knocked out of his hands. Picked up by Troy at the 15, to the 10, to the 5. Bulldog down. There's going to be a penalty. We'll take it down inside the one-yard line. Kemper Clary picking up that loose ball. Rumble down the right side. And it's going to be first to go inches away.
Yeah. I feel like you're going to get a holding against Moorhill Mount Academy. And then you're going to get a horse collar tackle against MHMA. And when it's all said and done, you take the horse collar. I guess it doesn't really matter. You can't move it any further than that.
It'll be almost imperceptible as officials have a little powwow out here. A lot of games going on around the area. Some games not going on around the area. We'll be chronicling all of that as the evening progresses here. We're waiting to get the call from our officiating crew, and there's going to be your holding call, and that will, of course, be declined as you anticipated. The second call is just what you got, it goes, the horse collar tackle, and it'll be first and goal from very close in for Troy. We will call it from the 1 yard line because you got to call it from something.
First and goal from the 1 yard.
Receivers wide to the left and wide to the right, two each way. And as quickly as that, Troy's right back up over the football. Quarterback looking around a little bit, waiting. Greg and Hartman. Now they're going to shift Preston Christensen also into the pattern to the right side. And just waiting now for the officials to get this thing spotted down and be satisfied.
Yeah, I think Zach Frederickson's over here asking what exactly happened. And the official said, well, he went down at the one anyway, so half the distance isn't probably going to make much of a difference.
We were talking about the games going on around the Phoenix are down in Kansas City, Kansas this evening as they're going to be hosted by KC Washington in a non-district game in the Meadowlark League. Atchison coming in at 4-0. Washington comes into the game tonight at 1-3. Still trying to get used to Meadowlark. I've gotten used to Phoenix. I'm working on Meadowlark now.
Every year they're going to throw something new at you.
That's
right?
A curve. I'm too old for all of this stuff, man. I'm set in my ways. It's tough. Coach Fred's over there still getting his money's worth out of the crew here in the early going tonight. We are a minute 36 into the ball game.
You know, there is a point as an official, you walk away.
You've got to assume that the point is clear, and we get back up over this thing again. Here we go. First and goal, Troy. Calling it the 1 yard line.
Look at that trip bunched to the short side
yeah.
of the field.
Interesting call when they're just going to run straight ahead, right? Quarterback will take it. No, he's going to flare it over to the right side, cutting against the grain and walking into the end zone. Jarrett Norris, he will add one to his tally of many touchdowns this season, and he will make it now 13-0. Trojans extend their lead.
So for Troy right now, they kind of have a good thing going, right? Two plays, two touchdowns. So if you're the offense, I mean, is there a second play?
We may not find out. 6 seconds on that drive. Once again, Hartman to kick the PAT right through there. Joseph, we're going to try this again. Taking another break at 10:19 to go, still in the opening quarter. Troy, 14, MHMA, nothing.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286 Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
And again, it's going to be Jackson Vice, his third return. They'll go with a bit of a reverse, and it doesn't go anywhere down to the 19-yard line. In the hands of Jim Peltzer.
Yeah, and they're lucky they were able to hold on to that because Seth Judd came down, gave a big club to the football, and was able to not knock it free. Great job by Moore Hill Mount Academy securing that football in a little bit of a reverse. But, again, Troy right there not being fazed by that, keeping their lane. It'll be first and 10 for MHMA at their own 20. This will be possession number 3 of the night for the Ravens.
Trojans in their home uniforms here on homecoming with the blue helmets, royal blue and royal blue jerseys with white pants, white lettering, and trim. Ravens, little confusion, finally bringing out an 11th player off of the sideline. He's going to run out there, and they're going to go to the I formation. So, Gus, perhaps they will elect to run the ball a little bit. And the handoff is going to go to the fullback. He will power ahead for maybe a yard, yard and a half, crossing the 20-yard line. Clock rolling. Now it stops for a moment. There we go. We're inside 10 minutes.
One of the few places that we have play clocks.
Yes. Yes. Do you like the play clock in a high school, on a high school field?
I do. I mean, it just gives you a better idea of where everything is.
Quarterback rolls right, hitting the backfield, rolling, rolling, looking to throw now. He's going to throw late, and it's nearly picked off and goes incomplete. Thought maybe Mark was just going to tuck that thing in, you know, advance up the far sideline to the extent that he could, but his pass is going to be batted away. It'll bring up for the Ravens a 3rd and 8 is Logan Blevins over there.
Yeah, Blevins made a headlong dive trying to haul that thing in, but ran out of real estate. It'll bring up a 3rd and 9 for MHMA.
Ravens are going to go very, very wide to the right side with two receivers and also run a pair to the left, which will be the short side. Running back immediately to the right. Harris is back, throws it over out of the backfield, hit there, and a quick tackle. Well, it didn't take long for Austin Grable to analyze that. He had come up for the one-on-one coverage from his safety position. He came through unblocked, and the tackle is going to leave the Ravens looking at a 4th down and 11.
You know what it is right now for Morehill Mount Academy, that they're struggling against Troy because Troy just brings so much speed, right? They're big across the front line, but the problem is it's the speed in that second level. Linebackers get sideline to sideline. The safety comes up and helps in the box. It's just difficult right now for MHMA.
You got Bennett and Blevins for the return, and this one is going to be a nice punt. It gets beyond it. The return man and Bowden will watch it kick out of bounds. And for the first time today, the ball is in Troy's half of the field.
So Troy's going to start this thing just nose up to their own 40. I'll switch it up.
Yeah.
So for MHMA, going to send their defense out on the field, looking to stop Troy. On the last possession, it was difficult because, again, they were at the 1-yard line.
We're going to talk about, you talk about how fast they are. We're going to talk about how big they are also here after this first down play. Back to throw Reagan Hartman with plenty of time. Lobs one near side, caught, 45, puts on a move, getting to the 50, right side, 45, hit, and a penalty marker sails as the tackle is made out of bounds around the 40-yard line. The throw from Hartman to Bowden Bennett for big yardage, but we'll have to see what this penalty is all about.
Yeah, we're going to get a sideline penalty against Troy because he can't. Fisher was trying to run down the sideline and bumped into another Troy player. And, again, you make contact on that sideline. I feel like that's going to be a problem. You've already had the warning early on.
Here's the deal. Look at Troy across the front. The size of him, 6'5", 6'2". The center is 5'8". Then you go to the guard at 6 foot, tackle 6 foot. Wide receiver, 6 foot, 6'1", and 6'4". A running back that's 6 foot tall, and a quarterback that's 6 foot tall.
So the ball was down to the 35. The penalty will mark you back to the 40-yard line. Since it was a first down either way, it's going to get you 1st and 10 for Troy. But right now, after the 5-yard penalty, don't they turn into, I believe they turn into personal fouls now. They're 15s after this.
And the official has not gone over. The chain guys are just saying, I guess we better move these things, and we're getting them set. Quarterback's back, flares it over to the left side. Little motion man's going to take it to the line of scrimmage, cross the 40, dance his way to the 35, and approach the 30-yard line, which is going to be very, very close to another Trojan first down. It's going to be 1st and 10 right at the 30.
That time, freshman Jack Moore goes over and makes the stop on the play, but not before Troy able to pick up another first down. Okay, now this is totally me.
Go ahead.
And this is just one of those things, I think you play with a coach that's all about the box. If you look down on this Troy sideline, everybody is either on the line or feet across the line, and you've already had a penalty and a warning. Be like, guys, just back up 3 feet.
Little quarterback draw by Reagan Hartman, and Sam Joyce puts the bear hug on him and drags him down. And a gain of about 5. 2nd down, 5 for the Trojans.
This is one of those Wilcox pet peeves.
Head coach,
get in the box. I know who's on the team. I know who I'm calling on.
Now, see, head coach Derek Jasper is across there, but that's where he's supposed to be. He's okay with that. Everybody's fine with him being there, but the rest of the crew. And that's a great seat anyway. You're right there at the front line. Quarterback back to throw again, looking right, throwing right, has a man leaping in the air, makes a catch at the 20, bounces outside to the 15, down to the 10, staying in bounds to the 5-yard line, first and goal around the 3.
That time, great job by the receiver over there, Jarrett Norris. As he caught the ball, he juked one defender, and it looked like he was going to step out of bounds. Instead, he just slid his way down the sideline and comes up just shy of the end zone. It'll be first and goal for Troy, nose up on the goal line.
That was a real lesson in how you take advantage of an aggressive defender. I mean, you took one step as if you were cutting to the left. The defender bolts that way, come back to the opposite direction. Here's a handoff, a sweep to the left side, a foot race to the corner, and into the end zone goes Bowden Bennett. And Troy has its third touchdown of the opening quarter.
So a one-yard run right there for Bowden Bennett.
Three Troy touchdowns on the wheels of three different players. And we wait for a third PAT effort by Reagan Hartman. And again, you can see the height of Troy. When Reagan Hartman goes back and throws those passes, they're not that little BB. Uh-oh, the snap is bad. The kicker or the holder picks it up, throws it to the end zone, and it's not going to work. And the two-point conversion attempt, unsuccessful. We're taking a break. Joseph, we're now at 7:28 to go of the opening quarter. It is Troy 20, Ravens 7.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating. 913-367-7729.
Hey here, good to have you along as we've got Blevins kicking away, and now the return is fumbled and it's going to go out of bounds, and I believe the Ravens will maintain possession. It'll be first and 10 MHMA.
That time the MHMA up back came up to try to field the ball, boy. He got there right as Austin Grable got there, and Grable was able to put a big hit on in the ball for MHMA. Luckily, it's bounced out of bounds. It'll be the fourth possession of the night for MHMA, looking for their first down.
Stanislas Yachichko will be wide to the left side for the Ravens. Quarterback in the backfield is going to be hit. It's going to be swarmed over, going to be down at the 25-yard line. Lost to about a half a dozen here.
One of the first guys back there for Troy, you're going to find Jack Hartman. Also getting out there, Abe Houghton. So you got some size across this defensive line. For Troy, they go into a 43, and they go 6'3", 190, 6'2", 208, 6'2", 242, and 6'1", 168 pounds.
Second down, 15, Ravens. Back to throw again. Harris running for his life, rolling left. Now he's just going to run out of bounds. And he got back probably around the line of scrimmage area, something like that. It'll bring up a third down, and again, let's call it 15.
Yeah, at that time, as Harris was rolling out, he was looking down the field. He wanted Luke Siebert, but just never really got a good, you know, visual plane to Luke and had to tuck that ball in. Picked up a couple yards that he lost on first down. It'll bring up now a third and 13. For MHMA, and they're doing the right things. Like, they're going to send running back sideline, or wide receiver sideline to sideline.
Harris straight backpedaling, looking downfield, lobs one up, and it's going to be picked off inside the 45, down at the 41-yard line on the near side. Christian Etherton, the junior free safety, comes up with the interception, and because that may have been as good or better than a punt.
Yeah.
It was well downfield, and
it's probably just as far as you were going to punt the ball, so not a big deal right there for MHMA. But again, a three and out, and Troy will take over for the fourth time here in this first quarter in what?
Less than 5.5 minutes.
Yeah, less than halfway through the first quarter.
6:39 to go here in the opening quarter. And again, you got Reagan Hartman. No one in the backfield with him this time. They've got everyone in the pattern. He's back. Flares it over to the left side. Caught. Getting across the 40. Running into his own blocker. 45, 50. Going down the left side. Nobody's going to catch him. He's at the 40, 30. At the 20, 10. To the end zone. Tackled is the end. The official's running up. Did he get there? He did not. He is inches from the goal line. I thought he was in.
This is the third time that Troy has found themselves nose up on the goal line for a first and goal. And that was play number one, right?
Yes. In the old days, the fullback would be drooling at that kind of a situation, right?
So here we go. It's going to be a first and goal at the one. Hartman is going to be your quarterback. Preston Christensen will be lined up just to his right side off the hip.
Little diamond on the right side of receivers, and a quarterback will keep it. Roll right, make a very late pitch. Christensen walks in for the two-point conversion, and they got it back to the football number. Timeout was 6:01 to go in the opening quarter. It is now Troy.
Whoop. That's just a touchdown.
Oh, wait a minute. Yeah, I was getting ready for that to be the two-pointer already.
It was close.
It was close enough
to be the two-point conversion.
And
they are going to leave the offense out there for the two-point conversion.
And here comes the two-point conversion attempt. Snap back. Quarterback will keep it. And they'll run and a little late toss. And it is caught and it is good. And there is your two-point conversion and the football number. Joseph, 6:01 to go in the opening quarter. It's Troy, 28. Morning Home Academy, nothing.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic, for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Benjamin Franklin once wrote about investing. An investment in knowledge pays the best interest. At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to navigate the world of investments. Let us answer your most pressing questions about the markets. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA, SIPC.
Troy kick, and again, Jackson Weiss, another return. He will go straight to the middle of the field, get tripped up, and cross the 35-yard line. So for the Ravens, a pretty good place to start their series. First and 10 at their own 36.
Brogan Morris down there on the tackle for the kick coverage unit of Troy. Brogan, I like that name. You don't hear that enough.
You know, I know a Brogan really well. One of my old running buddies from out west. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Ravens looking for, right now, you're looking for just something good to happen, right? I mean, you're just looking for a nice play.
You're looking for a first down.
Quarterback is back, throws one deep. It's going to be caught on the far side, picking up about 4, maybe 5 yards on that catch in the right flat.
Austin,
nicely done to Siebert.
Yeah, Austin Grable quickly out there to make the stop on the play. And for MHMA, a 5-yard gain on first down. And this is something they've struggled with, is getting yardage on first down and trying to play ahead of the sticks. They've been behind the sticks all night. So at 2nd and 5, 2nd and 6, it's a good pickup on first down.
Back to throw again. Throwing deep. Downfield's got a man, and that was just a face guard defense. He knew the ball was coming, and Austin Grable was step for step with the intended receiver, just throws his arms up in the air and starts waving him.
Yeah, it was probably a really good defense right there by Grable not to make contact. Get the hands up, kind of slow yourself up. Don't touch the intended receiver. And now MHMA looking at a third and six.
Okay, now define for me and help me out with this. In the old days, there was a face guarding penalty that they did not. They
as long
didn't
as you
like
don't
that.
Make contact with the receiver.
Third down, five. Ravens at their own 42. Back to throw Harris. Rolling left, running, throwing, and the ball is going to glance off the hands of his intended receiver, and it will go incomplete across midfield, and the Ravens will be looking to punt the football away.
That time they threw the ball out there looking for ball? Tim Ball, number 13. Right?
So the Ravens punting once again, and Mark Harris will be. Oh, that was close.
I lost it.
Again, you got the B&B return team. Blevins and Bennett. Here's the kick. Fielded and dropped at the 20. Picked up and forward to the 30. And ankle tackled crossing the 35-yard line. And I'll tell you what, Bowden Bennett thought, man, I'm going to get a little more than that. He seems very disappointed in a 12-yard return.
Yeah, he saw a little bit of an avenue, but once you drop the ball and trying to recollect yourself, there's not much going to happen after that. So, for Troy, they're going to send their offense out there for the fifth time tonight. On the first four, they've ended up with touchdowns.
You lose your Mont Blanc over there?
But yeah, the one I was using. It's all right.
First and 10 at their own 37-yard line. This may be Troy's worst field position of the day. Pass over the middle is going to be caught at the 45-50.
Ooh, that's
got to
be a penalty.
There's a big penalty coming down the right side, and that is going to come back as a Raven defender absolutely blindsided on this. Joseph, we're going to take a little break. What do you think?
I'm going to tell you, we're probably going to lose a player after that one. That's probably a targeting. He turned around, lowered the crown of the helmet. Let's take the timeout, Joseph.
Yep, 4:55 to go in the opening quarter. Troy leading 28-0.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Back with you here in Troy, Kansas, the officials kind of getting their bearings, finding out from where this penalty and the distance of the penalty. The crowd is not very happy with it. The officials will now further confer. And we're at 4:55 to go here in the opening quarter in Troy. Trojans with a comfortable lead here early on. Other games going on around the area. Nemaha Central is in a non-district game in the Big 7. They are 4-0, playing an 0-4 Jeff West team in Meriden tonight. You've got in a 3A District 5, it'll be Hiawatha, because this just seems odd. They're playing Concordia at Concordia. That just is not a traditional kind of a team pairing. Marysville is going to go to Rock Creek in 3A District 5.
Okay, I'm going to tell you something. These officials don't really know where the penalty occurred.
No.
And so they're just kind of guessing right now.
Yeah.
They went back 15, and then they're like, well, that can't be right. So they went back to the line of scrimmage and said, well, the penalty occurred about 15 yards downfield, and that's not right either.
If they keep listening to the home crowd, it'll be across the 50-yard line here in just about a minute because they're encouraging them to attack the other way.
The ball should be around the 30-yard line because the penalty happens somewhere around the 45.
And we're going to...
And if your head coach, Derek Jasper, just say, hey, let's put it down somewhere. We'll figure it out.
And we're going to pick that thing up again. And there you go. We're going back to 30. 25. They're going to take it down to the 22. That's where they had put it originally, assessing that penalty from the line of scrimmage.
Yeah, and I think Coach Jasper's just like, hey, let's let our offense go.
So, first and 25 for Troy. Trips left, single right. Reagan Hartman back to throw, all the time of the world. Launches one deep, an undefeated receiver at the 45, 50, down the right side, the 30. Walks the tightrope to the 20. He will go the distance. Touchdown, Troy. That is a 78-yard touchdown pass from Reagan Hartman. I believe that was Preston Christensen. No, wait, that was to Jarrett Norris. Hold on.
There's a penalty in the end zone.
Well, that's because he held the ball out as he was going in. I think he was just inspecting it, making sure there was no deflate gate. You know, that ball looked good as he went across the line. So, as that is talked about by the officials, it will not affect the score. It is now 34-0.
He was in the end zone before the ball went up?
I think he was crossing the line as the ball went up.
Because in college, you know, if the ball goes up before you go in the end zone, it's a personal foul from the spot of the ball going up.
Is that right? And so is the high school game different, or are you sure?
I don't know. That's the question.
Well, I'm sure this crew we have here this evening will get this all sorted out.
At this point, we're thinking it's a 75-yard touchdown, right?
I got 78.
Oh, 78?
Yeah, because it started at the 22-yard line. And now the officials are going to confer. And
these officials are thorough tonight, if nothing else.
Yes, yes. I think they just want to do a good job. And now they're walking over and explaining it to Coach Fredrickson for MHMA.
Okay.
Nice contingent of Raven fans who made the trip up 7 Highway here tonight.
Unsportsmanlike conduct against Troy. The touchdown is good, and the penalty on the kick.
It'll be assessed on the
kick,
subsequent kickoff, I suspect, because the PAT is coming from its normal.
It's a whole lot going on there.
Reagan Hartman looking to kick this through. The snap, the placement. It was well done on the placement. It was not a great snap, but the kick is good. Timeout, Joseph, 4:43 to go. Opening quarter. Troy extends its lead. Trojans 35, Ravens nothing.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison. Lewis Chevrolet Buick is your trusted Buick Chevrolet dealership in Atchison, and the reason why their loyal customers keep coming back. From the time you enter the showroom or service center, you can expect to be treated like family each and every visit. Lewis Chevrolet Buick, dedicated to providing exceptional customer service and being an integral part of the Atchison community. See them at 314 Woodlawn.
Kickoff, and tell you what, Gus, Jackson Vice has been getting a workout over here because Jackson has received every kick so far this evening off the toe of Logan Blevins, and he's going to take that one. Fielding it at the 32, slow walks into the 35, in the middle of the 40 hit, and he'll be down around the 45-yard line.
Second time tonight, we've seen the tackle by Brogan Morris. Brogan, a big guy, 6'5", 175 pounds. Makes a stop on the play, a junior.
And he injured his shoulder in the process a little bit. He's over here trying to work it out a little bit. It's going to bring up a first and 10, MHMA. Their starting field position improving here, up a couple of yards from midfield now. You've got Mark Harris running the ball club. Single running back is going to be on his right hand. Back to throw again. Looking right, throwing right. Has a man, is picked and dropped. He was looking again for Siebert, who had drawn double coverage, and the defender had it plainly in his hands and failed to hold on.
Yeah, that time Austin Grable, the strong safety, stepped in front of him and just couldn't haul that thing in. And for Moore Hill Mat Academy, another bullet dodged right there on first down. They'll bring up second and 10 for the MHMA offense. This will be their sixth possession of the night, nearing midfield.
Ravens have not thrown, or rather have not run the ball much. They have thrown on essentially every down here this evening. Not taking a lot of time off the clock. Quarterback is going to keep it. He will boot to the right. He's going to keep it himself this time and get back up to the line of scrimmage marker on the far side. It'll break up a third down 10 and running out of bounds.
So, yeah, so the problem right now that Morehead Mount Academy is running into is that they're not using a lot of time by running the football. They run out of bounds right there. Still 4:16. I mean, these have been short possessions. In the first five possessions, they haven't picked up a first down. So by not running the ball, not using the clock, you've allowed Troy to knock off five touchdowns, and there's still 4 minutes left here in this first quarter play.
Receivers on his third down 10 call. QB back to throw. Here's a draw play. Gotta love the play, but it's going to be well diagnosed and tackled for no gain on the play. A little body slam tackle by Jarrett Norris on the Raven ball carrier. And it is going to be. Look like Thomas is out there.
Thomas Shea out there running the ball in that play. Back deep for Troy. We're going to see Blevins and Bennett.
They're going to back this time, putting the heels up near their own 20-yard line. Clock rolling here at 3:45 to play opening quarter. Harris looking to punt the football away. He's standing at his own 35. Nice one. Kick is away. It is high, not real deep. And it is going to be caught on the run at the 30, up the middle, 35, cutting to the left side of the 40, breaking into a little open territory at the 45, taking it down the left sideline. Broden Bennett is going to get it into the end zone, and that is going to be about a 71. Yeah. So Bennett will score from 71 yards out, 3:20 to play in the opening quarter as the clock stops after the punt return touchdown. Nothing. Troy BAT coming up again and running quickly back into the game to kick for Troy. Quarterback Reagan Hartman. The snap and no, they're going to go for two. The pass is going to be incomplete, and we're going to get a timeout. Taking a break, 3:20 to go in the opening quarter. Trojans 41, Ravens nothing.
Your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
At Union State Bank, we often say we're rich in community. That's because we're a part of your community, living and working in the same place as you do, all trying to contribute to making it the kind of place where people thrive. And now with our newest location in Shoal Creek, we have 8 Union State Bank branches to serve you. Stop in at the Union State Bank branch in your community and find out why we are so committed to the families, schools, businesses, and farms in your neighborhood. We are USB. We are a rich in community. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Back with you here at Don Cash Football Field on the campus of Troy High School in Troy, Kansas. Trojans set to kick it away, and the Ravens coming from the far sideline. Head coach Zach Fredrickson had putting their kick return unit back out there.
I was kind of a fan of, you know, like one piece at a time. I thought that was a good one.
You like that?
Oh, not John.
Different.
Not different. Okay.
Different one.
Don. With a D. See, let's enunciate that a little more. Whoops, I'm sorry. It's a guardian at the door tonight.
Here comes the Jackson Vice return crew.
Logan Blevins. That's put her toe to it yet again.
And puts it right in the same spot, running up. Blevins at the, or Jackson at the 45, crosses the field, goes to the far side, 50, 45, and the Ravens are going to begin this series in Troy territory. It is their best field position tonight.
Yeah, crossing midfield, and for MHMA, again, you're looking for something good to happen, and you see a flag? Oh, right over there on the sideline. You can have a number of things. There was kind of a questionable block over there. There was also maybe a hit right at the sideline. So many things that this officiating crew could find on that play. If I were them at this point, I would just not look for anything.
Or not find, yeah. We'll get our call from the gentleman in the white hat this evening. It's going to be an illegal block against Troy.
Yeah, so we're going to have a penalty against the Trojans. So the ball is right now.
Oh, wait, no. No, we're going the other way. Now it's against Marhill.
Okay.
Yeah, we got it right. So it will be assessed, apparently from the point of infraction, which I thought was going to be around the 45, but it's going to be a 15-yard penalty.
Yeah, sounds good. Hey, if we get out of here before tomorrow morning, we're going to be over in Canton tomorrow afternoon. 1 o'clock kickoff is the number 12 team in the country, Benedictine. We'll be at Culver-Stockton, and Ravens have had some luck against the Wildcats over the years.
Yeah, and, you know, the most surprised person might be because she may just be going to Canton tomorrow because we're probably not going home to drop her. We'll leave it from here.
Well, we're just going to go up to 36 anyway. Right?
We're there. We're on it. You can hit a golf ball. I couldn't. I mean, I could throw a tennis ball close maybe to 36 Highway.
What's golf?
Some silliness.
We're really not sure what the officials are talking about at this time.
Hey, it's okay.
Speaking of officials, there's none in Effingham tonight. So the Tigers are going to play tomorrow afternoon, a 1 o'clock kickoff against the Rams of Pleasant Ridge. That will be a district game. The Tigers coming off that tough loss last week at Rossville. They're negative 21 in the district standing. For Pleasant Ridge, they came away with a win against Moore Hill Mount Academy. And so when it's all said and done, the officials are going to move this football somewhere else.
We're going to bark it back.
All right, personal foul against Troy. And see, that's what I kind of thought the penalty was going to be all along. It was a hit right as he was going out of bounds, and it doesn't matter. So,
hey, other games going on while we're just covering things. Hayden is at Perry LeCompton. Hayden's 4-0. Perry's 1-3. It's a 3A District 4 game. Also 3A District 4. Holton goes to Royal Valley. Holton is 3-1. Royal Valley is 1-3. And now they got the ball right about where he went out of bounds. So we really haven't added any penalty yards here, have we?
No.
I didn't think so. Sabathia's at Riley County. Sabathia's 3-1. Riley's 1-3. It's a 2A District 4. Also 2A District 4. Horton. The Horton Chargers at Minneapolis. Valley Heights is going to be at Sacred Heart tonight.
Joseph.
You're right, Joseph.
Yeah, 12 noon tomorrow. That's even worse. Closer.
Big game going on around the area. Centralia and Jackson Heights. Centralia 4-0. Jackson Heights 3-1.
So it's all said and done. They got it right. He went out at the 45. It's a 15-yard penalty. He should have gone to the 30, and that's where we're at. So it'll be first and 10 for Moore Hill Mount Academy. After all of that, they got it right.
And the Ravens hand off, and there's going to be a tackle in the backfield and a loss of a little yardage. It'll bring up a second down. Ball carried by Thomas Shea. Good to see you back out there. We saw him get dinged up a little bit with the ankle a couple of games ago.
Jarrett Norris, Austin Grable, Reagan Hartman all in on the stop right there. Kemper Clary was there. At that time, it was just a rush into the backfield to see how quickly they could hit the quarterback, and a loss of 7 on the play. It'll bring up a, I don't know, it's 2nd and 17.
Now, over the years, you see very aggressive defenses, and I think it's fair to call Troy that. You can utilize that against them a little bit. You know, again, they tried to draw you little screens. You know, there's some things you can try to use as everybody's right up on the line of scrimmage. Quarterback is back. He's going for the home run down the right side, and it's out of the reach of all the receivers, including his intended receiver down there.
And right now, Mark Harris is doing the right thing. 1-2, let go of the football. Expect that your receiver is going to get to the point. You're not going to have time to set up and find if he's open or not. So just 1-2, let go of the football on that second step. And great job right there by Mark Harris. Threw a little too far to bring up a 3rd and 17 for MHMA. Still looking for that elusive first down.
Quarterback is back, rolling left, being pursued, looking across his body, is going to throw it, and it's going to go incomplete. And, Gus, I got a question for you, and it probably won't happen here. Torrey's going to have the punt return unit coming on the field. But you see the players between those on the defensive side for Torrey, between those plays, having little powwows in groups of 2 and 3 and 4. What are you talking about out there? I mean, I just wonder what the convo is at that point. 2:16 left in the first quarter.
The Moore Hill Mount Academy going to lead their offense on the field. Troy is going to take out a defensive lineman, bring in another linebacker type, so they're going to be out there in like a dime package almost.
QB's rolling. He could run with it and is going to cut in. Breaks a tackle to the 30, 25. Harris to the 20-yard line. He pulls away from Jared Norris, cuts up the field, picks up the first down.
Yeah, nice run right there by Mark Harris. He got outside the pocket, and he's had that chance a couple times of trying to run it, but instead he was looking downfield to throw it. And I think if you're head coach Zach Fredrickson, you're going to talk to Harris about, hey, you get outside the pocket. If there's any kind of an avenue, pick it up. If it's 2, is it 3? Because, again, 4 threes makes 12, right?
Yakichko, wide to the left side for MHMA. Handoff is going to go to Shia. He's to the 20. Cut to the left side. Keeps his balance and is going to go down to the 17-yard line. Held low and then hit high. The classic tackle combination. Picking up about 3. Second down, 7 with 1:50 to go in the clock rolling in the first quarter. Ravens coming very quickly. Back up over the line. Wide to the right is going to be Siebert. Slot right is going to be Kikoni Bell. QB's back, throws right, has his man. It's going to be caught by Siebert. He's going to be a yard short of the first down, just shy of the 10. Austin Grable with coverage over there for Troy. Because there's where, again, the receiver starts downfield and then just basically drove the defender off, came back on a little comeback kind of a pattern. For the Ravens, third down, and let's call it 2. They have to get down to the 9-yard line. Single coverage on the left side, Jackson Vice. Quarterback is back, looking left, throwing left, has his man and missed him at the 5. Looking for Jackson, who had a little daylight. He had gotten in some open ground between Jarrett Norris and Bowden Bennett, and it's going to go incomplete. And you know the Ravens are in 4-down territory here.
Yeah, I mean, field goal doesn't help you. They could probably kick it from here, but yeah, it doesn't matter.
Troy is going to bring in an extra lineman.
Do you realize that we're not too far from a station
action? Are we getting to the top? Yeah, I see that 12 minutes. They're going for the field goal. It is kicked. It is on its way. And the shutout is broken. We're taking a timeout with 53 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It's Troy 41, MHMA 3.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Dr. Sean McCool and Dr. Christine McCool at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic have over 20 years experience handling both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, reproduction, and orthopedic and soft tissue surgery. For more information, visit their website at cedarridgeveterinaryclinic.com or call them at 913-367-3600. Cedar Ridge Vet, customizing care to meet the needs of you and your pet.
And Ravens kicking off for the first time today. It is high and short and bouncing around and touched by a Troy player. And it's going to go out of bounds. And Troy's going to have it first at 10 of their own 36-yard line.
That's a little kick right there by Zach Sanford. He hit it, popped it up, and just had maybe a little too much behind it. But a lot of times you don't see the ball get that pop.
Here comes the Troy offense. 53 seconds left in the opening quarter. Troy taking a bit of time getting out there with what they want. Trips to the right side, single man to be honest, with Vrabel to the left.
Yeah, I understand. It's been a long time since Troy's had their offense out on the field. The last time they could have, they took a 71-yard punt back to the house.
QB's back, pumps once, now throws deep, and it is going to be caught at the 40. Down the left side, cut to the middle, and it is going to be a touchdown for Troy. That one is going to be, I'm calling this 64. So Grable all on an island on the left side, shook his coverage, and goes into the end zone. One play drive for Troy. 39 seconds to go in the opening quarter. It is now 47-3. One more PAT effort coming up here for the Trojans. Reagan Hartman, here's the deal. Troy's going to come out of this with some just eye-popping numbers tonight. The kick is placed, and now it's good. Joseph, we're going to impose on you again.
14 seconds between scores. Just going to keep it here for this one.
Yeah,
we're going to
send
it back to Joseph here in a minute.
Yeah, we're
Joseph,
39 seconds for the quarter.
You know why? Because we're going to do this a lot tomorrow, too.
You think it's going to be a very offensive-minded, getting the points on the board sort of a game?
How many times have we gone to Canton and points didn't get scored? Okay.
You know, that pretty much doesn't happen. Looking forward to that noon ball game tomorrow here on Care Radio. So, 11:30 for the pregame show.
So, we're 52 minutes into this first quarter.
Uh-huh.
So,
that'd be about right.
In case you guys are sitting there trying to figure out the math.
Got a good crew up here in the press box working. I hope for the budget's sake they're not hourly, that they are in fact salaried for this job, because this could be damaging.
Kindness of their hearts, I think, is what I heard.
I understand. Well, they're a good-hearted bunch, so that's excellent.
Great Bend and Dodge tonight.
Oh.
Can you get to either of those schools from here?
It takes a while. There's no good way. Here we go. Jackson Vice getting ready to return another kick. Here's the boot. How many is that for him? He'll take it at the 20. 5, 30, weaves his way to the 35. Jackson's getting good at the returns. I mean, he's getting a lot of practice, good practical experience.
Right, because Moorhill Mount Academy took the opening kick, right?
Correct. That
so
is
that's going to be the seventh kickoff tonight for Troy in the first quarter.
We've still got a little over half a minute to play in this opening quarter. And here comes the MHMA offense. Ravens had a nice possession there last trip downfield. Got all the way inside the 20-yard line, ultimately settling for a three. And Harris is in the backfield once again. Running back to his right-hand side, and Mark back throw looks right, throws right, and is going to be out of the reach of Luke Siebert over in the right flat. Luke has drawn single coverage over there, a little over-the-top coverage. 27 seconds left, so going to take about five off the clock with that pass play. Ravens will go two to the left and two to the right on a second down 10 call. Harris looks right again, gets a pass, and again looking for Siever, but is just out of his reach, bouncing off his fingertips there.
That time it looked like a little bit of a choice route almost for Luke Siever. What I mean by that is you have the option of going in or out depending on where the cornerback is playing you. And that time he curled in, the pass kind of came to the back shoulder. He made a nice effort for it, but wasn't able to haul it in. It'll bring up a third down for MHMA, and this has been a problem for them tonight. They've been looking at a lot of third and long.
Stepping up here on a third and 10. Harris is back to pressures on. Again, he rolls to his left. That's where he's run all night. Grab by the face mask and ripped to the ground. Mark Harris down at the 20-yard line. And everybody in the field of play, everybody on the sidelines, and the official with the flag did see that.
Yeah. That time the defensive end got out there and did a nice job. I think he just was reaching for some jersey. Mark Harris had turned at that point and got nothing but face mask right there.
So for the Ravens, it's going to be a first and 10 with 12 seconds left here in quarter number one. Where are we at here with the time? We're watching it, Joseph. This game is not so different than the Nemaha Central-Jeff West game. In the second quarter, Nemaha Central leads the Tigers 40-0. And
they're going to have to reset the sticks because that's going to be a 15 automatic first down.
Yes. And so that should take the ball right about up to midfield, oughtn't it?
They're going to mark it from the spot of...
Is it from the... Is it a point of infraction call? I don't think so. I believe that goes from the line of scrimmage, but here we go. It is going to be at the 37-yard line. Snap back to Harris again. Looks right. Throwing deep. Downfield. It's going to be incomplete. Coverage again downfield by Austin Grable. They're throwing to Grable's side pretty much exclusively.
Quick trigger is going to stop the clock with 5 seconds left here the first quarter.
48-3 right here, and one more play coming up for the Ravens in the opening quarter. They'll walk it up. Are we there? It's close enough. And we get movement. Ravens say the defense jumps across, and they're going to say, yeah, maybe. Joseph, I don't know that I've ever been able to do this in an opening quarter, which is still not finished. But I will thank our listeners for joining us here this evening on KAIR-FM Horton Atchison. Late going of the opening quarter here. Ravens on a 2nd and 5. QB rolls right. Looking. Now we'll throw late downfield, and again, it's going to be
picked
deep, but did he get it down in the field of play? No. And the opening quarter's done. We'll be back. One quarter of the book. We're in Troy, Kansas. Trojans 48, Ravens 3.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
Great to have you along with us, Joe. I'm happier without it if you guys are. You can't see out. Yeah. We're set to go to the second quarter here. Don Cashfield in Troy, Kansas, on the campus of Troy High School. Trojans at home with a commanding 48-3 lead. Joseph in the studio. He is our producer, engineer, and working very hard tonight.
You're only so...
Yikes. Troy coming into the game at 3-1 tonight. MHMA coming in tonight at 2-2. Here's a pass over the near side. And it's going to go incomplete. Looking for Siebert, who was in a bear hug on the near side.
So
it's going to go incomplete.
Bring up a fourth down for MHMA out near midfield. Get the offense out.
See if we got into the games. Sabetha leading Riley County. They're at halftime. Quarterback back throw. Here's Harris going deep. Single coverage, and it's going to be out of the reach of Jackson. And the Ravens will turn it over on downs. Riverside leading Onega. Buff fans, though, you're still in it. It is 12-9 Cyclones at halftime. So you got that. Clifton Clyde leading Midway 36-6 late in the second quarter.
Morehead Mount Academy going to utilize a timeout. You want to keep it here, right?
Yeah, yeah.
At this point, we'll just try to help you out here, Joseph.
You were asking me about Altoona earlier tonight.
I was.
Yeah, you were inquiring about that. Well, Wetmore leads Altoona in the second quarter, 20-0. And how about them Bulldogs as McLeod leads Mission Valley 12-7 in the second?
Talking about Wetmore, that's one that we always joke about. I couldn't drive you to Wetmore if you told me to.
Really?
Yeah.
Or you kind of got to wind around.
You could give me a stack of cash and say, get me to Wetmore, and I don't even know where to start. I'm going to guess it's somewhere out near, I don't know, like Horton, possibly. Is that right? No?
Yeah. Yeah.
Is that somewhat near? So it's west of Horton?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Wait.
Okay.
Closer to Frankfort, right?
Oh, yeah. That's not helping me any.
Wetmore? How about golf? Yeah.
Okay, see? Horton, Jackson Heights, all kinds of
Circleville, games. Out that way. I don't know. Here's a little handoff by Troy going outside, bouncing off a couple of defenders to the 30, chased over by Luke and Siebert, along with a teammate over there making a tackle.
Who's that over there
with Luke?
I'm number 5 on the stop, Jack Smith.
Okay. So give Jack some credit for that defensive play. The ball is going to be taken down to the 13-yard line. Troy, first down from there. Here's a little late pitch, sweeping left at the 10, at the 5, at the goal line, and taking it into the end zone. There's going to be a touchdown, Troy. The ball carried into the end zone for the Trojans, and a score by Jack Hartman. 54-3 now is the Troy lead. 11-12 to play in the half. It is down and up and again that PAT down pat. So again, we can hang on to it here a little bit. Benedictine and Culver Stockton, it is a long, long, long time opponent for Benedictine, going back to the earliest days, their first play, 1973.
Yeah. So Culver won in 73.
Correct.
Culver won in 74.
That is accurate once again, yes.
Culver did not win in 75.
They didn't play in 75.
Okay.
And then I think it was like 77 or 8 they started playing again, and well, Culver's still looking for that next win.
Always scary,
against Benedictine.
Right? How long do you want to call Hartman's run? 5, 7?
Yeah, I'm going 7.
Okay.
7's a good number, lucky number.
Okay, so that was a 2-play drive.
Yeah.
And both of them on the ground for Troy. And that's something they've switched up a little bit. We had been seeing them throwing the ball a little bit and really not extending the field a whole lot. A lot of those, you know, out of the backfield, like little swing passes, little slants, like quick passes. That time, a 2-play, both of them runs, get them in the end zone. And for Morehead Mount Academy, they're set for their 9th possession of the ball game. And I'm looking for one more. There we go.
Now, I'm going to tell you something, a little change, a little switch up. Jackson Vice will not return this kick for the first time tonight, because he is not on the field, and they've switched out in the deep receiving duo. So we've got a different return man over there on that far side, which is where I anticipate that the ball will go, where it has gone the first 9 times. Troy getting ready to kick it away to the Ravens, and there's the boot, and it goes there, and it's going to be taken by Shia at the 25. Left side, 30, 35, and bumped out of bounds over there.
That's James.
That's James Peltzer over there.
Yeah, look at James Peltzer on the return. That's going to be his second return of the night.
So, yes, James with that return.
Put down here that Jack is a sophomore. Spelled that with an O. Did you know that? The next O in there?
Yeah, sure. 11:03 to go in the opening half. Officials taking a bit of time, making a very precise spot at the football, and now having considerable conversation standing over the ball at the 37-yard line. And now we have the official telegraphing something over here to the near sideline. And
so I got a text about
Coach
that whole golf thing, right?
Oh, okay. What'd you learn?
You just
find anybody maybe who would know the highways in the state of Kansas.
I know highway people.
Yes,
but can I tell you,
do.
Again, golf, I thought that was out near Rock Creek.
Oh, no.
So it's not helping me.
Still in Jackson County, I think. I don't think it's like as far as Marshall or anything. I think it's Jackson County.
Now the officials running way down there. Oh, okay. So, we're kind of in a little bit of a delay here. 11:03 left here in
the
second quarter. They're going to pick up the tee.
Yeah, get that done while we're at it.
Get that over here. And I'm going to take a timeout with Joseph.
Joseph, yeah, you might queue up Melancholy Baby. We'll keep you posted. We'll be back. 11:03 to go in the opening half in Troy. Trojans 55, Ravens 3.
Atchison Auto Parts is your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They are all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take Five, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious, world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Hey, welcome back to Troy. Good to have you with us. First play after a scrimmage. And Ravens are going to take a straight ahead for about 4 yards. That's one of the big block of Sam Joyce into the middle of the line.
That time they ran it with Johnkin.
And this time they'll hand it to him again. And he's grabbed by the headgear and the shoulders and thrown down. I guess no face mask, no horse collar. And that is going to be Abe Houghton.
Yeah, Houghton did a great job of grabbing the shoulder pads and really just bulldogging him down. Nice job by the big 6 foot, 242-pound senior defensive lineman for Troy.
Now, if you're the Ravens, here's a golden opportunity. I mean, you try to make lemonade out of lemons, and you say, well, we could try some things. We're going to try some new running backs, maybe some new formations. They're going to do something a little different here with a little bit of a offset eye. Handoff is going to go to your tailback, who is going to get back to around the line of scrimmage.
That time on the stop for Troy, it's going to be Hayden Haggerty, a 5'9", 210-pound junior, making the stop. And for MHMA, they're looking around, trying to figure out what they want to do on this 4th-and-8 call. As Harris will walk over to the far sideline.
James Pelcher carried the ball on that play, and I like this. Get your quarterback, you walk over the side. I got a play clock here, okay? You can utilize that. That would be delightful, whatever. H2O is good. 9:20 to play in the half. Here in Troy, 55-3. Fourth down, and the punt is away. That's a nice kick. Spirals, turns over. It's going to be fielded to the 35-yard line. And did he fair catch it, or what happened? We've got a return man, lost his footing a little bit, knee touches the ground, and Troy will put their offense back out on the field. 55-3 right now is their lead. See if we got any other updated scores. You know, the last thing we got is halftime, Holton leading Royal Valley 28-8. First and 10. Here come the Trojans. Quarterback under center will hand off a running play. And the A-gap left side will go to the 40-yard line, and
probably forward to perhaps even near the 41. As thank you, they're going to carry the ball straight ahead, and Jack Hartman will be the ball carrier here.
So Moore Hill Mount Academy punted from their ninth position.
And on second down, the ball pops loose. Troy is going to pick it up at the 50, go to the 45, run over defenders to the 40, and finally be drunk down around the 36-yard line. I guess when things go well, they go really well, as that ball popped out and went right up into the hands of a teammate. And it's going to be called a first down.
Yeah, why not? Let's do it.
First and 10. Troy very, very quickly hustling up over the football. Snap before the down box is set. They'll go jet sweep right side. Getting to the edge to the 35, 30. Flowing down and come from behind as he gets down to approaching the 15-yard line. That was just your very base sweep around the right edge. And that was Seth Judd carrying the ball over there. He's the smallest guy, I think, that we've seen today for Troy. They've all been big kids, 5'8" and 140 pounds. See Troy make a couple of substitutions now. So we're at 8 minutes to go. Here's a handoff, Preston to Christensen. He scored the first TD of the game, and he's going to angle to the right side to pick up a half a dozen, taking it inside the 10.
For MHMA getting over there, Adam Cottle, the senior defensive end, making the stop on the play.
A couple other players rotating in and out of the game. Kipper Clary, starting right tackle, coming back in. Wide receiver Seth Judd returned to the game. You're also going to get Jarrett Norris in. The starters are all coming back in here on this second down call at the 9-yard line. QB will hand off. Running back bounces outside to the 10. Hit at the 5, down at the 2. Ankle tackle there by Adam Cottle.
Kimber Clary running the ball.
So they got...
You got your right tackle in the backfield.
You have to report in wearing a 52?
No.
No? Okay. They'll hand it to him again, and he'll stretch and does not get into the end zone. Now they will say he did. So a delay call, touchdown, Kimber Clary. So Kimber, the 6-foot, 208-pound senior, carries it in. Pushing the score now to 61-3. PAT once more coming up by Hartman. Reagan Hartman kicking that with the right foot. Launches it and got it. Joseph, if you'd be so kind, with 6:54 to go in the first half, it's Troy 62, MHMA 3.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams. And still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melt, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
Kick down the center of the field, and it is going to be Shia bringing it straight forward. He was just headed at the goalpost, taking it across the 30, up close to the 35-yard line. First and 10 for the Raven offense. 6:44 to go in the first half here.
We always talk about possessions and how many you get a half.
That's true. Are you keeping track?
And right now for Moore Hill Mount Academy, they're about to start their 10th possession of the half.
Okay.
And the officials are going to call a timeout and Troy. Going to stop the clock here, and hey, Coach Derek Jasper, we're going to talk to his team.
We're going to hang out right here for you, Joseph, for Benedictine tomorrow, Gus. We're looking forward to the ball game. It's going to be a bit of a trip over there. Should be a gorgeous day. And Ellison Polson Stadium on the campus of Culver Stockton College.
You remember when the tornado went through there, wiped out the campus?
Okay? Took everything. Took Davis Fieldhouse.
Yeah, and then they built the Davis 2.
Yeah.
And put every board back
where it was. Every concrete block.
We walked into it the next year and said, did the tornado miss the gym? And they said, no, it came through here.
Yeah, John showed us pictures. It was level.
Yeah, and they put in new lights, and it worked wonderfully.
And a huge fan, huge ceiling fan.
I will tell you that the football stadium, they took that opportunity to improve.
Yeah.
That thing used to be a big concrete bunker for the press box. That's probably where you should have been during the tornado.
I'm sure that was not affected by the storm.
It's a gorgeous setup there at Culver Stockton.
Here's a Raven handoff into the middle of the line, and that is Johnkin in Guava.
Oh, yeah, but
we're going to get a penalty here. One of the better plays for the Ravens, the gain of 5 into the right side of the line, and it's down there where you think somebody hung on.
Don't you think the white hat is probably saying, hey, let's just hold on to that penalty marker? It didn't really affect the play.
Don't you have to have just a little sidebar conversation with the crew at this point?
Yeah, maybe.
I mean, sure, you want to do a good job. You want to do your job correctly. But part of that is expediting the game and keeping everyone safe and well. 6.5 to go in the first half. Braves are going to put Stats wide to the left side. Twins to the right. A couple of running backs with Harris. Johnkin again will take the handoff. Just goes straight ahead and takes it to the 30. Johnkin just power runs, picks up about 5. And here's the deal. Johnkin is listed as a tight end. First time we've ever seen him in the backfield carrying the ball. He is very athletic, guys. He's a big guy. You ever talk to him, you meet him, on the campus. But what he's not is an experienced running back. And you can see because he's extremely vertical.
Yeah,
okay?
He runs straight up and down.
Straight up.
And uses just his overall power to try to just blow over people.
And good speed. He's got excellent speed. Second down, 15. Little quarterback draw. Harris will kick outside. He's at the 30, covering up the ball, puts it in his opposite arm as he's ushered out of bounds across the 35 at the 36-yard line.
Caden Rosenberger and who else do we have over there? Maybe Logan? Levin? So.
Harris is over there again visiting with the MHMA coaching staff. Brings the play back in. 62-3, Troy. The homecoming crowd. They did a very nice homecoming festivity prior to the game. Introducing and then crowning king and queen for the royalties done. Here's a deep pass down the right side. Looking for Luke. And he had it. And then it was ripped out of his hands at the 30-yard line. That was very nice coverage downfield by Troy.
Yeah, that time the safety, Hunter Engelman, the 5'8", 125-pound freshman, able to get a hand in there and knock that thing away, and it'll bring up a fourth down for MHMA.
Okay, so let's describe maybe this Troy defense. So are we going, 43, basically? And
Yeah, just a clean 43. They're going to walk the safety up and put him over. I mean, if not done anything, just out of the box tonight.
Here's a punt away, and it will land out of bounds. So Troy's going to get a good field position, probably somewhere in there, 45, maybe between the 45 and midfield. 5:18 to go in this second quarter.
So we talk about tonight, as we're nearing my bedtime, we're talking tonight that Troy runs just kind of that basic 43. Tomorrow afternoon, we're going to see Benedictine come out as what I almost call a sub package, as their base package. They're going to come out nickel. And correct me if I'm wrong, but Culver Stockton has kind of evolved into that 33 stack defense.
Stack 3.
And that was one of those things that was brought to the conference probably in the, 2008 season by Brenton Elam at Evangel. Remember, was his defense.
That was his thing.
And it was kind of his baby, and he made it a thing. And Evangel was okay, but never great with it. But, yeah, the 33 stack is, I believe, something we're going to see tomorrow.
Quarterback will sweep. Make the late pitch, crossing the 45, hit at the 50, and carrying a defender to the Raven 46-yard line.
Adam Cottle's going to make the stop on the play. The run was by Logan Blevin. in. He's going to have enough for a first down. First and 10 for the Trojans, 5:06.
Logan left. Gets up kind of slowly and makes his way back to the huddle. And now we'll check out of the game for a moment. Coach is going to talk to him. Make sure, hey, you doing all right? 4:50 to go here in the third, or in the first half, third.
Third.
It should be third.
First half.
Two quarterback of the ball game for Troy. We'll pick him up here in just a moment. Sporting three, helmet high snap. Well, they run to the left side, spinning in a little 360 pirouette to the counterclockwise and carrying the ball inside the 40-yard line.
Gannon Bowe. 6'1", 150-pound sophomore.
See, again, when Troy goes to the bench, they're still bringing in 6'1" guys in the backfield. I mean, they continue to have great size out on the field.
When you hear the name Gannon Bowe, do you think Rich
Jackson,
or do you think Dwayne?
Huh?
Oh, see, you're going a different route.
Yeah, I'm going a different route. I'm going different Bowe. Here's a little jet sweep, and the ball is laying on the ground, still laying on the ground, and the Ravens have it. The pitch was not very clean.
Hold on. They're going to call it an incomplete pass. Okay.
There we go. Incomplete pass. Third down.
You're going to call it a little pop pass right there. So,
see, as quarterbacks, this is a great break for the quarterbacks. When they put that little shovel pass to the, you know, somebody running into the line toward a goal line or a short yardage situation, and you don't have the fumble when you throw it forward and claim it's a pass. But that two underhand thing still strikes me as some kind of a lateral. Quarterback is back. Kicks it over to the right side. It's caught in an outstanding tackle made for the Ravens over here on the near side.
On the stop is going to be Jackson Bice, the freshman. Able to make the stop for MHMA, but not before Troy. Able to get another first down and 3:40 left here before halftime.
That was Alex Deshaun, 6'2" sophomore. Again, they go to the bench, still bring it in. Some of these good-sized athletes. First and 10. At the 35-yard line. Troy, been conscientious, keeping the ball on the ground here in this sequence. Snap is high. QB wraps around. Hand off to the left side. Cutting back in at the numbers at the 30. Dragging defenders. And ultimately going down directly in front of us here at the 25-yard line.
And on the stop, Adam Connell. You're also going to have James Peltzer in there. We're going to say a gain of, we'll call it nine.
Yeah.
First down, and it'll bring up second and one for Troy. Trojans with the ball, leading comfortably, 2:54 left before the half.
You know, we don't often get this good a look at a ball at the 26-yard line. It's right here in front of us. Second down, and it's a full yard. Snap again, a little bit high. Quarterback handles it well. Being pursued, rotates that. He's got a lot of green in front of him if he'd like to run, and he does. Now hit from behind. The ball comes out of his hands. Did the Ravens get it this time or not?
I think it went out of bounds before they possessed it.
They jump on the loose ball, and the official says out of bounds at the 20. And
okay.
So it'll be another Troy first down. Twice they put the ball on the ground, and neither time turned it over.
Is this the closest we are to a field all year? I mean, Moorhill Mount Academy is close, but you've got, you know, bleachers in front of the track.
You know, at Horton, we were pretty close.
Yeah, but you still have the full length of the track and bleachers, so I don't know. I just feel like we're right on top of it here.
I'll tell you, the next closest place may be Olpe. You're this close.
Okay, yeah, Olpe's a different animal.
Yep, 20, 15, sweep to the left of the 10, bumped out of bounds, short of the goal line. And now, their penalty marker's failing. And
for what?
I don't know for what. He was tackled from behind, and he kind of pulled him over backward, but there was no grab of the shoulder pads. There was no grab of the face mask.
Well, but he did grab him by the back of the headgear, but that's not a penalty. It's just grasping within the constructs of the face mask.
They're calling that a horse collar, and that's a missed call.
Yeah, no. I think he just kind of made up something because it looked funny because he did. He grabbed him by the back of the helmet and pulled him forward. But
again,
at the end of the day, it's like the length of a football penalty, so let's throw it out there and have another penalty tonight.
Couple of minutes to go in the half. QB's going to keep it himself. Cuts into the middle, and it's going to be stopped short of the goal line.
MHMA able to stop him, and that's going to be, is that Cottle coming off there with the stop? No, it's going to be 56, Sam Joyce.
Yeah. Sam Joyce is probably the biggest guy out on the field. Well, we've seen a lot of Troy with, you know, with a lot of big guys and tall guys, but Sam is big and heavy, strong, wide, broad-shouldered, solidly built man. Minute 20 left before intermission. Quarterback all alone in the backfield, and the snap is over his head, rolling around at the 10, the 15, and covered up by his running back. Covering that thing up back there is going to be Engelman. That's Hunter. He's a frosh on this team.
So
that's a term you don't use enough, frosh.
Or I'm not even sure what that means.
And
but if you look at it right now for Troy, this is their ninth possession of the night. They've scored on the first eight. So right now they're kind of in jeopardy because they're running against the clock of not being able to punch in their ninth touchdown of the first half.
Ashburn is wide to the right side. QB back to throw, looks left, goes left, diving effort made, but unsuccessfully by Alex Deshaun.
That's easier.
Oh, it would be much. Thank you.
I got that forwarded email, and I just
thank you.
Cut it up and blew it up a little bit. So
delightful.
Yeah. Anybody kick field goals? Okay.
Fourth down and goal at the 15. I mean, a 32-yard field goal effort, did you want to do it?
This would be a good practice shot at it. You know, you never know when you might need that field goal. But they're going to lead the offense out on the field with 36 seconds.
Deshaun wide to the left. Slot left is going to be Hunter Engelman. They'll also go wide to the right side. Quarterback is back, looks over the middle, has his man wide open, caught at the 5, touchdown, Troy. The thing into the end zone, 33 seconds left on the scoreboard clock before halftime, and the Trojans extend their lead as Gannon Bowe with the TD pass, and I think that was Christian Etherton with the catch. Gannon Bowe, sophomore, Etherton, a junior receiver. They will go for two here. Looking to get to 70 before halftime. Here's a snap, QB draw. He'll go straight ahead, dance around. He's hit, trying to get away. Not going to. We'll hang on to it some more, Joseph. As if we haven't run the gambit of things, but we'll see what else we can pick up. It is 68-3, Troy. A little over half a minute to go in the opening half. Hey! Say what?
6 minutes and 21 seconds between scores.
Halftime today, I'll tell you what we do. I couldn't decide whether to talk to the principal or the activities director, so I talked to them both for halftime tonight. Mr. Estes is going to be joining us here at the halftime of the game. So we got him coming on. We can look forward to that. Nice conversation. So that will be, he'll be coming up here probably before too long. Let me see. What other scores? Uh-oh. Mission Valley has come from behind to take a lead over McLeod at the half. They're 29-12. Concordia leading Hiawatha 16-6 at their halftime. These are all in the third quarter now. Concordia, yeah. Wetmore, 54-6 over Altoona Midway. Of course, they call that game at halftime when it's, you know, the magic number at intermission. So that game is ended. Here's the kick, swooped up by the Ravens at the 25-yard line, and Shea gets across the 30 to the 32. No, make that James. James Peltzer. I keep wanting to get those two confused out there. James running the ball.
So for more Hillmount Academy, we're going to have 28 seconds.
Oh, Jefferson County North. Who they got tonight? Do you remember? Trying to, I'll pull that out of the hat here in a little bit, but Jefferson County North with a commanding halftime lead also. It's a first down for the Ravens. Harris goes right side, has his man. It's going to be caught. Siebert, 35, and brought down by a pair of defenders up at the 40-yard line. A pickup of about 8.
Chase in with another short road trip this week. They've got, or no, they're home with McLeod.
Okay. No, wait. No, it can't be McLeod.
Or, sorry, Oskaloosa.
There you go. They got Oskaloosa. JCN leading at halftime 42-7.
MHMA going to stop the clock here. Keep it here. 2.6 seconds left.
Well, hang on to it with 2 seconds left. So, is this where you find out how far Mark can throw the ball downfield?
If you've got something fun, you know, hook and ladder, double pass.
Yeah.
You know.
Any of that stuff would be good right about now.
You want to see how far Sam Joyce can throw the ball. Here's a good shot for it. I mean.
Yeah. Now, tomorrow's game, we're not going to see any such frivolity as that, I don't suspect.
You don't think?
Nah.
Okay. Joel's probably got a whiteboard in the hotel right now. He's drawing up all these crazy ideas that are just coming to his mind at this moment. So, I don't know. That Canton epiphany will draw up something big.
I like when I talk to him, you know, we do our interviews and so forth, and a lot of times, because I'm a little bit slow sometimes, he will sketch me out a play up on the whiteboard.
I'm better with
kind of help illustrate like that. That's a coach thing. Here's a ball batted out of the hands of the quarterback. It's incomplete. It's halftime. Joseph, we'll return here to summarize this as best we can. It is halftime at Troy, Kansas, your intermission score. Trojan 68, MHMA 3.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's and Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in ton lots. Blair's Mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available with Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
A wise investor once said, "The stock market is filled with individuals who know the price of everything, but the value of nothing." At Cottle Financial Group, we are committed to giving you the information you'll need to know the difference between value and price. Whether you need a second opinion on your portfolio or you have a rollover you need help with, give us a call to learn more at 367-2700, 367-2700. Registered representative of and securities offered through Berthel Fisher & Company Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA SIPC.
Hey, here we are back with you in Troy, Kansas. Intermission, homecoming 2022 for the Trojans, and they lead MHMA 68-3 out in the center of the field right now, recognizing Troy football 500 wins in the history of the program.
What they say?
That is an elite number.
Yeah, but they say 17th school. Do it.
Maybe like that. They brought out not only the current team for the recognition, but many former Trojan football players who are in attendance at the game here tonight, walking out there. When I was in school, you know, they didn't have air in the ball. They whittled it out of a piece of birch. And it took a lot of work to get it kind of pointed on both ends. But tell you what, it's taken a lot of work for us to get to halftime, because there were a lot of points scored in this first half, guys. That's a big number.
Yeah, 68 points. Troy scoring touchdowns on all 9 of their possessions, and you say, well, that math doesn't add up. They'll also throw in a kickoff return for a touchdown, and that's how we got there. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, they did hit a punt or a field goal.
We're good.
But for Troy here in the first half, I mean, they were able to do a lot of things that they wanted. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, you have to look back to that 7th possession of the ball game. That was the first down of the game for MHMA. They were able to put together a nice little drive, and they were able to turn it into a Zach Sanford 28-yard field goal. And for Moore Hill Mount Academy, I think that's what you do in the second half. You need to come out. You need to start kind of building on little wins like that.
Yeah, you find something. You got to take something away. Maybe maybe in the process you learn something about yourself and your team and maybe,
you know,
your players a little bit, you know.
You know what else you have to do and be careful of if you're more Hillmount Academy in this second half? This game doesn't mean anything, right? Like, it's a non-conference. It is a
non-district.
Non-district game. And you know what you do next week? You jump right back into districts, right? So the game against ACCHS next week means way more than this game does tonight. So, again, stay healthy, get out of here, and turn your attention to the Tigers next Friday evening.
I'm so interested in how Coach Fredrickson approaches that and gets his team ready for next week's game. What do you say we go? Let's go watch that game.
Yeah, might as well. Let's go see Moore Hillmount Academy.
Okay.
Three weeks, right?
Calendar set. Well, Moore Hillmount Academy, ACCHS here on Care Radio next Friday night. We're going to take a bit of a break. I promised you a great interview, and we're going to do our best to deliver. It's halftime here in Troy, Kansas. The score at the break, Troy 68, MHMA 3. We're kicking it back to Joseph. He's our man in the studio, bringing you some fun halftime stuff.
Are you a smoker, or have you quit smoking within the last 15 years? If so, and if you're between the ages of 50 and 77, then you may be at a high risk for lung cancer. Lung cancer is the leading cause of death among men and women in the United States. Each year, lung cancer claims more lives than colon cancer, breast cancer, and prostate cancer combined. The good news is that lung cancer caught early is almost always treatable. Lung cancer at the beginning usually has no signs or symptoms. By the time symptoms start to show, the cancer has likely spread to other parts of the body, making it more difficult and sometimes impossible to treat. A low-dose CT lung cancer screening, now available at Amberwell Atchison, is the best way to detect lung cancer in its earliest stages. To discuss low-dose CT lung cancer screening, schedule an appointment with your Amberwell primary care provider today by calling 913-367-7300.
We're joined by Michael Estes, the AD. Mr. Estes, not just AD, principal, and you wear a lot of hats at Troy High School, right?
Correct. I am the principal AD.
And with that in mind, you know, not only principal stuff, but we're talking AD stuff pretty much here today. Is a lot of things going on this fall for Troy High School, and we're just going to, normally I keep football to last, but it's kind of a red letter day because it's homecoming this weekend, so we might mention that and a lot of the fun stuff going on there with the school.
Yes, it is homecoming week, and the kids have been great this week. I couldn't ask for a better group of kids right now. Our participation rate in our homecoming theme has been outstanding. Our attendance this week has been great. Just a lot of good things happening as the kids celebrate and show that we have a lot of school spirit going on right now.
And, again, it's not just football that goes on. As you get into the fall and the beginning of school, and, frankly, we're rapidly approaching the end of the first semester already. I mean, it'll be here before you know it. But let's talk about some of the fall activities. Like, certainly we'll do athletic first. You've got cross-country volleyball going on. How are those things going?
Right. You know, they're getting better. We've had a few of our runners have set school records for cross country, and that's exciting. Anybody that goes out for cross country and finishes the race, wow, I'm excited about that. But then when we start setting school records, that's pretty neat. And the volleyball team is improving. They absolutely played maybe their best volleyball of the season earlier this week, and that's something fun to watch and know that they're putting in the time to get better.
And how's participation? Are the numbers pretty good as far as kids coming out for the different activities?
They are. In fact, this is, I think, the first time I've been here. Maybe last year was, but we have a full girls cross country team, which we've struggled with in the past. We've got quite a few girls out for volleyball, enough that we get to play C team when the other team can. Our participation right there is good. Football has good numbers. I really like the numbers we have. Always wish they were higher. You know, I wish we had 100% of our kids out for, something. But when we get down into it and look at all of our sports and all of our other activities, we get close to 85% of our kids involved in at least one activity.
That's great for the school. It's great for the kids. I mean, sometimes people underestimate the value of those extracurriculars and just making a well-rounded student.
Right, right.
And you've also got things like, what, is it Knowledge Bowl that happens here in the autumn?
Scholars Bowl. Yes. In fact, we have, they have already started practicing, and the coach has found a few extra meets. I think, you know, 3 years ago we qualified for state, had some real good kids come through, and it looks like we've got some real good kids getting ready to come through and participate with that again. The coach is excited, and they always have fun, and that's what it's about. So.
You have a good FFA program as well, right?
We do have FFA going on right now. They are getting ready next week to go to a farm and do some work at a farm. And then also there's a they're going to help with a school day. We've got a bunch of grade school kids, some of ours, some from surrounding counties, going out and doing some 4-H FFA type activities, and our FFA group is going over and helping. It's really our animal science kids going over and talking about, okay, here's your animal and here's how, you know, applying some of the science that they're learning in class and that they're practicing with FFA, and then they're taking that and sharing it with the younger kids. So.
A lot of things on the plate. I mean, I think people underestimate just how many activities, how many students, and maybe the important thing is the coordination and the organization of keeping, you know, all of the schedules straight. And I suppose as good as you are at this, Mr. Essence, your staff is a great help for you.
Oh, my goodness, they are. You know, I've got Janelle, who absolutely helps and is wonderful helping us out. Our bus... our transportation director, I guess I should call him, Tom Jenkins, it helps a lot. In fact, as soon as we get off the phone here, I've got a meeting with some staff to go through next week and make sure we're all on the same page. But Shauna keeps me straight. She's my secretary out here. And we just, you know, and the teachers. I don't think we can throw anything to them that they can't pick up and turn into something good. They are just ready and to do what it takes for kids. And then I got to give a shout out to Brian and Amy, the custodians here. It's easy to gripe about, oh, they didn't get the whole trash can, but they keep this building looking wonderful. You know, the kids in general throw their stuff away, but they tend to miss sometimes. But I've got two of the custodians that are just great, and without them, I'm not sure. You know, it's easy to overlook them when we're doing things, but they are right there to help us out when we need it.
Mr. Estes, I've got to tell you that from my standpoint as a broadcaster, and I travel to a lot of schools, I learned it at a very young age. Your best friend, you like the ADs and the coaches, and they're all fantastic. Your best friend in that building is the custodian, because there's no one who knows the intricacies, the ins and outs, the nuts and bolts, and if you need something done, there's your go-to person.
Absolutely. Yes, I learned that as a – in fact, I think that was in one of my administration classes – back in the 1990s, not to mention how old I am, but they said there's two people you need to keep happy in your building. That's your custodian and your secretary.
Hey, I was going to say one more thing before we get done here. Classifications have been released very recently for basketball. How do you shake out up in Troy?
We're going to be 1A, but I haven't seen... the breakdown. I think they're doing two divisions again in 1A, and so we'll be 1A. Boys basketball last year, state qualifiers, we're returning a good core group. So I think boys basketball should be very competitive. And girls basketball, they were really coming on towards the end. And again, returning a good core group. So I expect some competitiveness out of them also. So I'm excited about where that's going to go.
Well, it's been a pleasure to talk to you. I know you've got things to do. This is Michael Estes, the AD principal and the wearer of many hats at Troy High School. We appreciate your time, and we wish you, Trojans, and all of the disciplines the very best of luck through the course of this year.
Thank you, and thanks for calling, and I hope we put on a good show for you tonight.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness, 409 Commercial in Atchison.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new home managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right. Giant's managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for home managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the field for second half action of tonight's feature game.
Hey, welcome back, everybody, to Troy, Kansas, where Don Cash football field here on the campus of Troy High School. Halftime winding down here on Homecoming 2022, but for the hometown team, Detroit Trojans, commanding lead here at intermission, 68-3. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's our producer and engineer. He's handling all the hard work back at the Care Sports Studio. Gus Counts with me here, Tom Counts. And second half, they put a little bit of time up there to let the teams have a moment or two to get warmed up, and the second half will be commencing here before too long. So we'll be getting right back at it. And as the Ravens took the ball to begin the game, Troy's going to start things now in their kick return unit out. So that's always good to know. Let's see if the lads out there have shared any further updates. At the end of three quarters, going to the fourth quarter, Holton leads Royal Valley 42-8. And in the fourth quarter, it is Centralia in front of Jackson Heights, 21-6.
But this, in a couple weeks, we're going to see Atchison travel out to Perry-Lecompton. Well, Perry-Lecompton, I think one on the chin right now, at the half. It's 22-0 in that ball game. Close game here, Leavenworth and Baser. Leavenworth leading 17-14 at the break. So,
yeah, we're going to watch the Phoenix down at the Cause.
They did it.
They sold it out again.
So for the second straight Saturday, KU is going to sell out.
Who they got down there this week, TT?
Iowa State.
That's right, yeah. Look to avenge that last year's debacle in Ames.
All right. At the end of the third quarter. Yeah, that's right. End of three quarters, the war on 24. Rossville 7, Silver Lake nothing.
Wow.
That's why that game's
that's
going
a great
so bad.
Yeah, that's a...
I think you are one play away from that thing being changed. So, yeah, Rossville leads Silver Lake at the end of three, 7-0. DeSoto leading Shawnee Heights. Miege leading Blue Valley, 21-0. Colgan has already beat Northeast tonight, 48-0. And the Purple Dragons...
How does that happen? They start that at 6 or something?
Maybe. The Purple Dragons leading... At the end of three, Pittsburgh 20, Paola 14.
We're wondering how LHS Lawrence is doing tonight. If you see that, I'm
always looking to keep an eye on what their score is.
Rock Creek was leading Marysville 28-14. Can I tell you I still struggle with which one's Missouri, which one's Kansas?
Mary is Kansas, Mary's, or Mary is Missouri, Marysville.
Yeah, because I think somebody told me the S, Kansas, K-S-S, I don't know. Anyway, yeah. Still, we'll never remember
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
No, why? Because we don't deal with it enough. And I mean, I'm going to apologize to Joel, but he also owes me an apology for telling me Grayson was a good football team.
Hey,
well,
but
I'm going to take that up with him.
I was talking to a Baker fan today, and they're concerned about Grayson tomorrow.
Yeah, they shouldn't be. I'd be.
That's what I told him. I said, you probably got nothing to worry about. They assured me that the way the season has gone for Baker so far this year, that they're worried about everybody right about now.
He's like a sinking rock.
Here we go. The Ravens set to kick it away. And the second half, it's on its way. It's a little onside kick.
A little fair catch.
Nicely done.
That time, the fair catch being made by Alex Deshaun. We talked about the 6'2", 160-pound sophomore. Doing a nice job there.
Are those your big heart-shaped sunglasses out here?
I dig them.
That could be yours. Here comes the Troy offense. Troy is going to have the football to begin the second half. First and 10 at their own 45-yard line. And they'll have guys going two to the right, two to the left. Snap back is good. Little wraparound handoff into the middle of the line and dragging a defender or two. It's going to get up to the 45, 46, maybe even the 47-yard line. And we're probably going to utilize the programs to some extent here.
Sam Joyce in on the stop right there.
Yeah. Ball being carried by, that was freshman Henry Geiger. So a gain of a couple of yards for Troy. They've got it at their own 47. QB into ball game. That is going to continue to be Gannon Bow. Hands off. They'll sweep around the right side, eluding a defender, crossing midfield, and coming up short of the first down. They run into the right side. Nicely done. I like the elusive move as he gets to the line of scrimmage by Caden Rosenberger.
Blake Robinson. In on the sub. No, sorry. 53, let's go down. Andrew Schramp, the sophomore, in on the stop for MHM.
Caden Rosenberger, I'm just doing little math. He is not the slightest guy on the team. He's next to it, though, at 135 pounds. Here's a snap back. Quarterback has to go up and get it on a third down call. Hit in the backfield, breaks away, eludes another defender, and gets right at it.
Yeah, he's going to get it. Yeah, about a yard to spare by the time they're going to mark it down.
Good, generous spot of the ball, and a nice run to the left side. Gannon Bow. The key to that one for Gannon was, we talk about it all the time, make the first guy miss, and then you can pick up a little bit of yardage and see what you can gain beyond that.
Yeah, rule number one, right? Make the first man miss, because especially on offense, you got 10 guys going against 11 defenders, right? You've got to make the one guy that you were supposed to block miss. Everybody else is accountable for it.
Continues to be a brisk evening here. Here's a tackle in the backfield. You've got Sam Joyce back there and James Peltzer for MHMA. We are down now to 57 degrees in Troy under just crystal clear skies. So, very pleasant night. The breeze is pretty much non-existent. Here we go, and a second down, and let's make this about 13, 14 yards to go for Troy. 8:50 to go, and 8:51, the clock stopped here, and there we go. QB will roll to the left side, runs into a blocker, cuts back into the middle, penalty markers sail as the tackle is made at the 42. Again, you got Bo with the carry, and here's what happened. Bo made a nice run. See, nice though. He runs into his guy and kind of spins off of him. But at that point, the would-be tackler has now turned his back on that blocker. And next thing you know, you're holding it.
Into the third quarter scores. Centralia leads Jackson Heights 21-6 at the end of three quarters. Dodge City leads Great Bend 14-0. Sabetha beating Riley County 21-0. Meade up on South Gray 58-6.
Go Buffs.
Piper defeated Turner already tonight 62-6.
Two receivers to the left and two to the right for quarterback Gannon Bowe. I'm sitting here, my memories sometimes fall to the arrow pass. Incomplete, little contact after the pass.
The official reached for his flag, and then he's like, hey, it was probably all within the structure of the play.
Give me a quarterback that you know wearing number three. I'm trying to think of, you know, pretty much every number you can think of someone.
It doesn't. Does Russell?
Wait, no, I've got it. Daryl LaMonica. What, Daryl LaMonica three? Come on, man. Where were you in 1970? You know.
Doesn't Russell Wilson wear three?
I don't know. I'm sure Daryl LaMonica wore three.
Yeah, he does. Wilson does. Let's look at Daryl.
Third down and 20 plus for Troy. QB's back. Throwing deep downfield. He's got a guy wide open. Turns around, makes a catch 40. 35-30. Picks up the first down and nicely ankle tackled. Wow, that was a great job out there by Stanislas Yachicho.
Yeah, Yachicho with the tackle right there for Moore Hill Mount Academy, a junior. And you're right, Daryl LaMonica wore number three.
Daryl LaMonica. When did he quit playing for the Raiders anyway? It's been a few minutes.
It's been a minute or two.
You know, remember his favorite receiver? There's an award, you know, named for him. Fred Biletnikoff. Yeah, absolutely.
He went to Notre Dame. There you go.
Little wraparound handoff on the jet sweep to the short side of the field, and big tackle in the middle for Sam Joyce.
We actually lost Daryl back in April.
Do what?
We actually lost Daryl back in April.
Yes, yeah. So when did he retire? When did he play? And now I'm very curious how far I had to reach back for that one. Check it down.
Let's jump down that rabbit hole. Played for 12 seasons, primarily with the Raiders.
Oh, yeah.
Was drafted in 63 in the 24th round.
So, see, he was playing in this early 70s yet.
Yeah, so, yeah, 74, and he retired in 75.
Oh, yeah. It's going to bring up a second down 10 here for the Troy High School Trojans at the Raven 24-yard line. Penalty markers. Got a little delay of the game going on here. So we'll get that delay marched off. Again, you talk about this. This is one of the few, maybe one of the only ones that we see on a regular basis, you know, high school fields with a play clock actually, you know, posted up behind the goals. So at that point, you don't have to kind of guess. You don't have to watch for the back judge to count it down.
Okay, so the jerseys are a Duke blue?
I thought, when I saw the game starting to center, I was thinking more royal blue, but now it's darker. It's more maybe a Kentucky blue, I don't know. Dark blue.
But what's the helmet? Like a...
Here's a pass over to the right side. Penalty marker down is going to be a gain of about 5. That helmet is, I mean, I know it's supposed to be blue. It's not like a true kind of a blue. It's more of a Kentucky blue, isn't it?
Yeah, I would say the jerseys are more of a Duke blue and the helmet's more of a Kentucky blue.
Yeah, I think that's fair.
It's a bright blue helmet.
Fishers are going to talk this thing over as we're down to 4 minutes to play here in the third quarter. 68-3, Troy out in front. And the ball's going to be spotted down on the original line of scrimmage. It'll be third down 10, Troy, just inside the Raven, 25-yard line. Homecoming 2022. No fans on either side of this field have made a break for the parking lot yet. They're all hanging in here, cheering their teams forward. Third down and long, back to throw. Bo setting up this little screen. Going to be complete. Tackle broken. 25-20. Angling left side. First down. 10. Pushed out near the 5-yard line. Did he get in? I thought he stepped out. No, it's a touchdown. How about that? Walking the tightrope for 25 yards. The touchdown for Troy. That was a nice job taking it down the left side. And Trojans will add. We're going to call this a 3:17 of the third. And with Bo staying in a quarterback, they will go for two.
At this point, it's just a 25-yard touchdown.
Yeah. He starts right. He runs left. He pulls away. He gets to the edge and goes into the end zone. So the PAT is good for two by Bo. We got a break. Time out of the field. 3:17 left. It is now Troy 76, MHMA 3.
Amberwell Atchison is excited to announce the return of the Amberwell Health Fair Saturday, October 15th from 8 a.m. to noon at Atchison Elementary School. With over 50 indoor and outdoor booths and activities planned, attendees can look forward to free health screenings, vaccinations, and blood tests, kids and adult educational activities, and lots of prizes and giveaways. Bring the whole family. It's sure to be a fun day for all. For more details, visit amberwellhealth.org.
Your only source for local daily news, along with weather, sports, and the best mix of hit country. This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Welcome back to Troy, Kansas, where the Trojans' kick is away and it is fielded for the Ravens again by Yachichko, who cuts all the way across the field, because that was a really splendid little return. And it's going to bring up a first and 10 for the Ravens with nice field position, just a yard short of midfield. So stats is what he goes by. Wait, I think he likes to be called that. Do most people like the nickname?
That's it. I couldn't place the Troy helmet.
Okay.
It's San Diego.
Is that what it is?
Not San Diego State, it's San Diego.
Not SDSU, okay. Here's a straight-ahead run getting across midfield and taking it down to the 48-yard line. And for MHMA, they also are experimenting with some new combinations, putting Adam Caudill in the backfield. So on one side, we've got a running back wearing 55, and on the other side, we have a running back who is wearing, what, 56, maybe, something like that? Second down call. Harris, look at him go. Left side, 40-35. Bumped out of bounds over the track. And that was a big gain, longest gain of the night by the Ravens. Quarterback Mark Harris as he boots to the left side, and he comes up limping. Does not want to come out of the game. He quickly goes back to the huddle, but you can tell. You know, you get out there on that track. We've talked about this. We talked about this just last week. When you hit that concrete or blacktop with those cleats, it is ice. It's tough, man. Ravens coming up over. Very likely, Joseph, is a word of warning. The final opening or the third quarter play, final third quarter play. QB fires one right side. It's going to be caught 30 and tackled by a duo of defenders at the 30-yard line. Nice job over here on the near side. Luke Siebert with the catch. Defending on the play for Troy, I've got Logan Blevins, a sophomore. Ravens are going to squeeze in another play. They hurry up to the line. Back to throw. Going deep. Got a man over the other shoulder. Incomplete. And we are at the end of three. Time out of the field. Three corners done here in Troy. Trojans 76, Ravens 3.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Hi, I'm Laura Weiser from Exchange Bank. In today's world of technology, online banks are popping up everywhere, promising better, more convenient banking. But there's still no better way to bank than with people you know and trust. Exchange Bank provides internet and mobile banking. But we're also here offering personal, face-to-face service you just don't get with online banks. Come see us. We're here for you.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Homecoming 2022 here at Troy, Kansas, goes to the fourth quarter. Trojans out in front 76-3. Good crowd on hand. Gus, a beautiful waxing crescent moon here in the southwest. Pass over the middle is going to be a little too tall and incomplete. Ravens kicking it over on the near sideline. Looking for Jackson Vice, the freshman wide out. It goes incomplete out of his reach.
Yeah, the clouds kind of go across the moon.
Yeah, just a little bit, giving it a little character. Not many clouds, a few.
Did you know what Cohen's doing tonight, right?
No. Was he out there looking at it?
Hocus Pocus 2.
Oh, is that tonight?
He was thrilled about it all.
Oh, yeah. Pass over to the right. The route is jumped, and the pass is batted away and incomplete. The defender got up there in a hurry.
I've always been a Bette Midler fan.
I was going to say you're a Bette Midler fan. Beaches, right? You know?
Yeah, something like that.
Rochelle. Did you watch Seinfeld? Come on, man.
No, and I'm upset.
You don't remember when Bette Midler was on Seinfeld and doing Rochelle?
Yeah, so, okay. Again, Comedy Central in the morning started playing Seinfeld, and I'm really upset about it.
Oh, no.
Like, they booted my show for Seinfeld. I'm like, nobody watches
what,
that.
What were you watching?
Parks and Rec.
Okay, yeah, there you have it.
They booted Parks and Rec for Seinfeld.
It
Hell
is. First down. All right, first and ten here. A little wraparound handoff and... Oh, ankle tackle, caught in the backfield, and then lunging forward, getting back to the original line of scrimmage. Sam Joyce is going to get credit for that stop. Tell you what, big guy, Sam's got good speed, too. You know, he pursued from behind like he did there.
Let's say quickness, right, with big guys? Like, quick. That phone booth quickness.
Not,
like, I can
not
get
necessarily
quad,
fast.
Right?
Quick.
Like, I can get you right there.
Uh-huh.
But you get open field, then we're in trouble. But, yeah, you're right. With Sam Joyce, he does have that quick step. He can get to you pretty quickly.
Here's a jet sweep. There was nothing outside, so the running back just turns a field. That was a nice job, Joe Bayan, with the tackle for MHMA.
At the end of three quarters, Sabatha leading Riley County 21 to nothing. A lot of these games now in the fourth quarter, so we're racing.
We do have a final.
People.
Did you have that Centralia Jackson Heights? That has gone final a while ago. 28-6 is the final.
Okay. So, tack one more on.
Centralia is 5-0 and 2-0 in their district. QB's going to keep it himself. He'll boot to the right side and get to the edge, turn it up on the boundary line, hash marks, and get it inside across the 40 to about the 42-yard line. That's going to be enough to move the sticks and keep the chains going with 9:20 to go in the game. It is a first and a 10. Troy with the football. Troy with the lead.
Play calling gets a lot easier right now.
Right? Yeah.
You're not just like buried on that play sheet trying to figure out the perfect play. Right now it's like, let's try this.
Cannon Bow running this ball club. He's got Henry Geiger beside him, and Bow will keep it himself. Boy, that landing on the shoulder always scares me, but he jumps up and he's just fine.
James Peltzer with the stop right there. James, a sophomore for MHMA, able to make the stop on the play. They're going to say a 3-yard gain. That'll bring up second and 7 for the Trojans.
Yeah. When you got some young guys in here, you're keeping the playbook on page one, right? I mean,
oh, yeah.
There's no reason to do anything other than that.
I am liking the shoes out there, though, on Gannon Bow.
Is that right?
Mm-hmm. Kind of that Miami Dolphin teal-ish look to them.
Here's a wraparound handoff, trying to sweep outside, looking to cut, and does, lunging,
ball
keeping
blue.
His feet. Then the ball pops out, and it's on the ground. Who has recovered it? It will be Troy's football right at midfield.
And that time when he jumped, the ball just kind of shot out behind him. And great job by Troy getting over there, covering it up. And it looked like Brogan Morris was the guy able to cover that thing up for Troy. And I like the size of Brogan. 6'5", 175 pounds.
Unless you're Eric Dickerson, I'm a big fan of keeping the feet on the ground. You know, that hurdling players is, you know, all well and good. But as a rule, it doesn't work out as well as you hoped it was going to.
What goes up must come down.
Seemed like an idea at the time. Third down and a pair. Again, the QB is going to keep it. Makes a late pitch. It's on the ground, and the Ravens pick it up. Look out. The big guy rumbling. 40-30, 25-20, 15-yard line with the scoop and coming back the other way, Adam Cottle.
Yep, Adam Cottle, your left tackle, able to scoop that thing up, and he saw a lot of green in front of him. He thought, I'm going to get this thing into the end zone. And
you remember they had Adam running the ball a minute ago, and he's like, I could do this, guys. Nice job. Got chased out on the near side, and the Ravens will have a great spot to begin a possession here late in the ballgame, 6:40 to play. First and 10 at the Troy 14-yard line. Now, on the near side, you know, those seniors are saying, don't let them, we don't want to let them score here.
At this point, you have gotten rid of the goose egg, but you've not given up a touchdown, and I think that's probably a big thing for their defense to look at.
Power run to the right side to the 10, down to the 5, still on his feet, twisting and turning and driving and carrying defenders. Jonathan Nguaba, he's going to have it first and goal. And where did they get him down? They're going to call it the 2?
Yeah, they're going to put him down at the 2-yard line. I'm going to tell you, Troy's looking to keep from giving up the touchdown, but the way Jonathan runs, and from only being 2 yards out, it's going to be really tough to keep him out of there. I mean, there's not a whole lot of style with Jonathan. It's just all power.
And again, very strong, very athletic young man. Harris will bring a man in motion. He will keep it himself. Plays off the blocks of Nguaba. Cuts in. Touchdown, Ravens. Mark Harris will go in from 2 yards out at 5:40 to play. We'll call that 5:40. MHMA, are they going to bring in the kicking group? They are, and it will be Harris looking to complete the trifecta with the field goal, touchdown, and looking for the PAT. And he's scooting it over a little bit. Okay. Harris is going to hold the ball. Kicking it to Sanford. Up. Got it. Joseph, I'm going to make you a... here's a little guarantee. There are not a lot of guarantees in life. I'm guaranteeing you it's going to be the final timeout before the end of the game. The score here at Troy, Kansas, Trojans 76, Ravens 10.
Dr. Sean McCool, Christine McCool, and Peggy Kistler and the staff at Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic provide both emergency and routine care for your animals, large and small. Specializing in small animal knee surgery, orthopedic, and soft tissue surgeries. For more information, visit their website, CedarRidgeVeterinaryClinic.com, or call 913-367-3600. At Cedar Ridge Veterinary Clinic, it's all about caring and experience.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Acheson Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. Locally owned and operated, you'll recognize the car guys behind the counter, and they'll get you the right part. They carry a line of diesel engine parts, including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax, Cummins, and Powerstroke engines. Acheson Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer at 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Acheson.
Haven't had a lot to cheer about tonight. Found something right there as MHMA gets it into the end zone, taking advantage of a turnover. Now here's the onside kick effort. The ball's bounding around, and who has covered it up? It is Raven football off the onside kick.
Yeah, and for the Troy players that were on the front line, they kind of sat there and watched it come at them. I'm like, that ball has gone 10, and it's a live football. For Moore Hill Mount Academy, pretty neat deal to be able to recover that and keep their offense on the field. So, with that being said, we can start to look at something For Troy, they're going to most likely finish tonight with 11 possessions.
Okay. But nine of them in the first half, maybe, something like that. Here's a home run pass down the left side. Broken up the 10-S pass interference.
He's just looking for something to do.
Let me rephrase that. They're calling pass interference.
Yeah, they're gonna call it. Here's the deal. Really good officials would have, like, talked about that for a minute and huddled up and...
Rethought it.
Yeah, well, if there was contact, wasn't a whole lot.
Yeah.
The advantage for Troy, though, is it's not a spot foul.
No. High school football, and so they will assess the penalty from the line of scrimmage, and the Ravens are going to be first and 10. It'll be an automatic first down at the 28. So we're down to 2 minutes to go now. Oh, handoff to the fullback. Look out. There goes Cottle. Pulls away at the 20. Cottle 15, 10. Out of bounds on the far sideline. Tell you what, Adam Cottle, the tackle is kind of like a carrying a football here.
Yeah, line him up as a fullback. And honestly, that's a kind of a big, nasty backfield, right? When you've got Adam Cottle at the fullback, and if you put Johnson at the running back, like, all of a sudden you can play some power football right there.
You bring Johnson back into the tight end, and a handoff fullback, and a down that goes to about the 7-yard line.
All right, now the bigger question becomes, will MHMA try to burn a timeout to just try to punch one in the end zone?
The line is looking exhausted out there for the Ravens as they take this snap. Again, the handoff, Cottle. He's in the 5. They don't need a timeout. Touchdown, Ravens. MHMA carrying it in. Bill Walker's here, here, and here. There's a triple.
Let's just all throw them out.
And the 7-yard touchdown run, it will stand. Those penalty markers came way after that was done. Is that a hat trick when you get 3 penalty markers on a play? Unsportsmanlike conduct is going to be the call suffered by the Ravens. And I anticipate this will be assessed, but probably not. This penalty will probably never be assessed.
You see this in basketball once in a while when you're racing that free throw off, you know.
The PAT is blocked, and they're going to say it is dead and stop it. And that is going to do it. Somebody calls a timeout. Are they going to? They will not. Final score here tonight at Troy. Trojan 76, Marhill Mount Academy 16, and we will return to summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on Care Radio 93.7. Our coverage will continue with a Giant Communications postgame show featuring the Highland Community College Drive Summary right after this.
Westside Veterinary Clinic has been caring for animals in and around the Atchison area for over 30 years. Their commitment to excellence in veterinary medicine and compassionate care for pets has never changed. Whether you have larger farm animals or a small animal friend, they offer a full range of veterinary services including wellness care, senior pet care, grooming, pet boarding, and much more. Westside Veterinary Clinic, 17014 286th Road, Atchison, or check them out at westsidevetatchison.com.
It's frustrating continually losing your connection from room to room in your house. Well, it's time to switch now and ask for the simple, easy, and powerful solution from Giant Communications. The new Home Managed Wi-Fi service gives you freedom for all your devices with an uninterrupted connection that spans from your bedroom all the way to your backyard. That's right, Giant's Managed Wi-Fi is connectivity for your home at the tap of a button. Learn more online at giantcomm.net. It's time for you to take the simple, easy, and powerful route for Home Managed Wi-Fi from Giant Communications.
The new Fall Blizzard Treat menu is at Atchison Dairy Queen Grill and Chill, and it's got all the fall, featuring returning favorites like pumpkin pie and new flavors like cinnamon roll setters, Reese's Take 5, Snickers Brownie, and more. This may be the fallest Fall Blizzard Treat menu lineup of all time, and it's all blended together in delicious world-famous DQ soft serve. Try all the flavors at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers a very affordable rate and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With the local choice, Highland Community College.
Well, Joy Kansas, where homecoming 2022 is all Trojans tonight, is because Troy was impressive as they jumped out and scored touchdowns on all of their 9 first half possessions.
Yeah, and they also got, what, like a punt return for a touchdown? Yeah, 71-yard punt return for a touchdown also mixed in there. For Troy, they look good, right? The offense hit on all cylinders. Their big players all caught touchdowns tonight, and they really don't do a whole lot that, you know, you sit there and you're like, man, how do I scheme that up? And, you know, what are they doing? They do a lot of straightforward stuff. They just have really good athletes in some good positions, and they're fast, they're strong, they're big. I mean, they check a lot of the boxes, and they execute well, right? Not a whole lot of penalties tonight, not a whole lot of turnovers. And, again, if you're able to do those things, you're going to be a very good football team.
Only problem for the Trojans this evening is the players have only got like 15 minutes to get to the dance.
Yeah, I was going to say, they open the doors at like 10 or 9:30 and they close them at 10:15. So you got 8 minutes before the doors open. For Troy, they will now move to 4-1. Their only loss coming last week to Centralia, 20-19. Next week, they will be right back here with Jackson Heights. For Morehill Mount Academy, they'll fall now to 2-3. Having lost now to Pleasant Ridge and Troy, they're going to turn around next week. They'll be at ECCHS on the 7th. So, again, it'll be a quick turnaround, and they get the Tigers.
Yep, you and I are going to be out there. So join us for Tigers, Ravens, and join us tomorrow for Benedictine Ravens. We're going to be with them 11:30 for the pregame at a high noon kickoff. Joseph will be engineering that as well, and we'll be in Canton as Benedictine and Culver Stockton. Thanks for joining us here this evening. Again tonight, Troy over at Morehill Mount Academy until we greet you tomorrow. Joseph, again, thanks so very much. For Gus Couts, Tom Couts, so long, everybody.
Thanks for listening to High School Football on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Find the latest scores, game recaps, and team information at mscsports.net. This has been an MSC Sports production.